Just as a historical perspective, we had those two meetings, one in 2010, one in 2014, and started this call like MiniBrain was the European Science Foundation. It was a meeting that started about Drosophila and trying to have Drosophila people, biologists, talk to roboticists and people doing modeling. And back in 2010, there were not so many of those meetings. I think it was a success, and it led to like that second meeting, 2014. And now this workshop was like, at least like the success of those two meetings gave me the wish, the energy to try to promote something more. And like what we're trying to do here is be at the interface with physics. And like one may ask here, like what made like those previous meetings great? So you may say, oh, it's because it was in Barcelona, close to the beach and all that. And so we've reproduced that. But on top of it, I think like what is making like those meetings special is that we are somewhere in this unknown where we don't quite know what's going to happen, because like people from different fields will talk to each other, and we've left a lot of open space, like time for you to interact, to discuss with each other without having talks. I think that's probably what we hope is going to create some magic in like promoting future collaborations and all that. And what we want to do here is like to provide like some conceptual framework for physicists to do quantitative biology, but like in the context of neuroscience. So that has been like one aim. Cross-train theorists and experimentalists, so among the participants, so grad students and postdocs, so we paid like attention to like having a pool like from both fields and like people who are doing both as well, and we hope that the participants will be able to cross-train each other. So the other thing that's like very important to us is that we wanted that each project was not based necessarily on something that the instructors knew would work, but that those projects would be a truly new research project, and that it would be based on a collaboration between instructors that have not necessarily worked with each other. So for that reason, like first on the side of the participants, just accept this philosophy, because things may not work necessarily immediately, but that's fine. You have 4 weeks. I think it's part of this process in like troubleshooting, finding solutions. I think that's what is going to be fun with it. But also for the workshop participants, as Boris said, come and help us with those different modules. You may actually have knowledge that's going to make those modules more successful. And the other thing we wanted to do was to compare answers to the same problems across model organs. So what are, I skipped this, so it's like what we're trying to do. We really go from the sensory level to the motor level and like the transformation in between in those systems. So we have first like active sensing in leech. So it's Bill Christen, David Westblatt, and Daniel Wagoner are going to lead this module. So that's like an interesting model organism. Like the one that's closest to it is the larva, Drosophila larva. There we'll use optogenetics to create virtual olfactory realities and to probe the sensory motor integration that's taking place in this organism. And what we want to do in particular is to analyze like whether larvae can actually respond to odor plumes, to like stimuli which are not necessarily graded, like gradient. So that we'll do with Massimo, and together with Sebastian we'll try to do imaging of brainwide activity in fully intact larvae using light sheet microscopy. So it's going to be something that we've never tried and we're very excited about. Pavan and Julie will work on tactile navigation in adult flies, and that will be with the help of Michael Reiser. We'll have mosquito navigation to in response to various cues, olfaction, temperature as well, so we're very excited about that. So it's Marcus Stensmeier who will lead this module with Chris Potter. And finally, we'll have sensory navigation in fish. So this is Claire, who's here, and she will work with Jimmy Liao with the help of Gonzalo de Polavieja. And what they look at here is like orientation in response to flow, in response to olfactory cues in fish that are considered in isolation or in groups. So again, it's like it's going to be something very exciting. And this is all possible because of like all the participants, grad students and postdocs. We have all of them here. They are 19, and we're very appreciative of the fact that like you trust like this experience and you applied, and think we believe that you're going to have a wonderful time. In terms of thanks, like, there's Maggie, who did huge amount of work with Eileen to make all this possible, all the lab assistants and the teaching assistants. So this is like one opportunity to thank them at the beginning, because I've seen all the work they've done to actually make this first day possible. So without further ado, well, thank you.